Hi, ladies. Happy Monday. Welcome to Monday Morning with Maria. Today's topic is about social media and the power of social media and how social media can help grow your business, help you gain more visibility, help get your message out into the world. And the great thing about social media is that, for the most part, it's free. And who doesn't like free, right? Especially when you're starting a business, especially when you're in the initial stages of trying to grow your business, really, and you don't have a lot of capital, you don't have a lot of resources, you don't have a lot of money. This was my case with the Ladies Who Lunch Network. When I started the network 2 years ago, there was not a lot of capital. I didn't have any investors. It's not like, you know, I had a huge bank account and I had this great idea and then, you know, I had all the resources to spend on web designers and coaches and marketing experts and all this. I just had an idea. I had a passion for what it is that I wanted to do. And I remember it so clearly. And it was in December of 2012. That I started with a Facebook page. That was it. We started, I started the Ladies Who Lunch Facebook page. And for those of you that haven't checked it out, which I know most of you listening are fans, it's facebook.com/lunchwithmaria. Keep in mind when you're doing a business Facebook page that you can name your business page. I think you have to have up to maybe 300 likes. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask one of our Facebook experts, but you can name your business page, give it a specific URL. So for those of you that haven't been there, it's facebook.com/lunchwithmaria. I think we're over 5,000 likes right now, but that page started in December of 2012 with no one, of course, no likes. And I remember the first day that I launched it, invited all my friends and family to like it. And I think I went from zero to like 36 likes. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. People actually like what I'm doing, what I'm putting out. It's very, very exciting. That initial stage is very, very exciting. So I even remember the first people that liked the page. To this day, I remember them. And I'm very grateful for them. But getting back to the power of social media. So Ladies Who Lunch really started with a Facebook page, and I had no website, no Twitter, no Instagram. I didn't even use Instagram at the time, for sure. And so it all started with a Facebook page, and of course it was free. And that's how we slowly started building the brand, and people started, you know, seeing us on Facebook. And the content, I didn't have anyone helping me. I didn't have a social media manager. I didn't have a content manager. I just put out what I thought people would like, people would enjoy, and that people would be attracted to. And really, it's just a self-expression of who I am. So they always say in social media, you should have a purpose, you should have a point. What are you putting out? And what you're putting out should fall into one of these categories. It's either to help people, to educate them in some way. It's to maybe either inspire them or motivate them. And this is my favorite arena and area, is to inspire and motivate others. And, of course, to educate. I'm a natural-born teacher. For those of you that don't know, I do have a teaching background. I used to teach French and Spanish in high school, and then I left the teaching profession to start my own school. And then my sister and I started a teacher training center. So teaching is in my blood. So my posts will fall into any of these categories: to educate, to inspire, to motivate, and to entertain, not so much, because I don't think I'm that funny. So so I prefer to motivate and inspire. So those are the categories that my posts and content will usually fall into. So today I want to share a little story with you about someone I met on PayPal. And then I want to give you the 5 benefits of using social media. So if you have a pen, a notepad, please take notes. But first, I want to share my PayPal story. So this morning, we had there was a little dispute on PayPal. And so I called PayPal, and someone had paid for the membership twice. So I said to the lady on PayPal, I'm sorry, I think someone paid twice for the membership. And she said, okay, let me just check it out. Ladies Who Lunch. Oh, my God. Ladies Who Lunch, I think I've seen you on Facebook or on social media. And I said, yes, that's wonderful. And she was someone that worked at PayPal. She lived in North Carolina, and she had heard of Ladies Who Lunch. She said, I love what you're doing. I love everything that you put out. So we had this long conversation. It turns out she's wanting to transition from her day job into starting an online business. It's an online bathing suit store, and I think it's called The Sail and Anchor. She's an amazing individual, and we got off topic, so we talked for a little while about her dreams, and I told her a little bit about the network, and she's looking forward to becoming a member. But here's the point, social media. That's how she heard about us. She lives in North Carolina, and she heard about us through our Facebook page. And so this is the power of social media, everyone. It is so important that as a business you are on social media. I would recommend that you choose three platforms that you want to focus on, and maybe just focus on one a month and get that going really strong and learn about that platform and then move on to the next. Don't try to spread yourself out too thin and do like every single social media platform that's out there in the beginning. I would say just go one at a time. And in the upcoming course, She's in Biz Academy is going to help you know what to do on those social media platforms, how to attract clients from those social media platforms, how to make money from those social media platforms, and how to gain followers, build your tribe, all of those kinds of things, how to become an expert in your field. And for those of you that want to get on the priority notification list, it's shesinbiz.com. So www.shes, no apostrophe, so shesinbiz.com. And we are going to be in the presence of some amazing individuals, each of them experts in their field. So we have a Facebook expert, Amanda Goldman Petrie, who's also a member of the WL Network. In fact, all of our trainers are members of the network. Tara Lees, who's an Instagram expert. I can't wait to introduce her. Francesca, who is also a Twitter expert. And Debbie Talbert, who is my gal at Google Hangouts. She's a Google Hangout expert. So let's get right to it. The five benefits of using social media. Number one is to build relationships. Social media is not about, it's not all about pumping out your product, your offers, your services, whatever it is that you're trying to sell to people. It's really about connecting with other people. And I love connecting with other women, finding out what they're up to. So it comes very naturally to me, but most people on social media do like the aspect of connecting. So before you try to sell anything, try to build the relationship. And you can grow your network substantially online. You can connect with colleagues. You can connect with mentors, role models. I mean, it's so easy to friend request people on Facebook these days. You'd be surprised, all the famous people out there that actually, would accept your friend request. Or even just to send these people a message, role models, other professionals that you want to connect with. So number one, social media is all about building relationships. Number two, it's an opportunity for you to share your expertise. It gives you an opportunity to talk about what it is that you know, what it is that you do best, and to really share your message. It's a platform that you control. You control the content. You control what you put out there. So it's an amazing way to share your expertise and start building your credibility online. Start building your online presence, your personal brand. And we're going to be talking about this in the course again, She's in Biz. So number three, it's about increasing your visibility. And I always say this, how can anyone do business with you if they can't find you or they don't know that you exist? It's a no-brainer, right? So social media gets your name out there. It increases your visibility. So if you're consistently posting quality content, which you should be, then people are going to share it. People are going to want to see what you're up to. People are going to start following you, right? It's not about pushing content. It's also about engaging with other people's content, engage with other pages, have your page like other pages. I do this almost like almost on a daily basis. You know, I'm sure to like other pages that resonate with me, leave a comment. That way people get to know you, right? Number four, social media is about educating yourself too. There's a lot of stuff on the internet, a lot of noise, but with social media, it really allows you to focus on topics that you really care about and that you want to read about or get to know about. You can create lists in Twitter. Francesca is going to teach us how to do that, to connect with the people in your industry or even to connect with your ideal customer avatar, which is really cool. And number five, this is my favorite, you can connect at any time. And I know some of you may think, oh, this is a disadvantage, but it's not. The advantage of being able to communicate with someone at any time really outweighs the negative side of it. So social media can help you connect before social networking events. It can even help you connect during the social media, during the networking event. So, for example, when we have our Lunch with Maria live events, we're always reaching out to people before, letting them know, hey, can't wait to see you, can't wait to meet you in person. And then when we're at the live event, we're always live tweeting so that we are connecting with people. It's really cool, actually. I was at a conference, and usually conferences and events have a hashtag so that everyone can talk to each other, and this is usually done on Twitter. So for our events, it's Lunch with Maria, and we talk to people at the events. It's really cool. Sometimes we run small contests. Sometimes we get them to answer a question, and we really engage with everyone that's there. And another cool thing is that people can actually follow along. If they can't be at the live event, at least they can see the hashtag and then they can kind of follow along as to what's going on. And at this event, we are definitely going to do some live streaming with the new, well, it's not so new, but I'm new to it, Periscope. So we're going to be doing some live tweeting, because Periscope is connected to Twitter, live streaming of the event so that people that are not there can actually feel like they are and see what's going on. So that's going to be kind of cool. So I've met a ton of people on social media. It's an amazing tool, people that I would have never connected with before. It's really great. Some of my best friends I haven't even met in person. We talk on Skype, we connect on Facebook, and we have amazing partnerships. We learn from each other, and we've never met each other in person. And I hope to do that one day. I hope to do that. One of my goals is to have a She's in Biz live retreat so that everyone can meet each other. But again, social media is incredible. It's a land of incredible opportunity, countless benefits. And I hope that you've enjoyed today's Monday Morning with Maria, the five benefits of using social media. And I hope that you'll join us to get priority notification and get notified before anyone else of when our course, She's in Biz, launches. So you can visit shesinbiz.com. Again, if you have any questions, you want to reach out to me, my email is maria@ladieswholunchnetwork.com. I've really enjoyed this episode of Monday Morning with Maria. And remember, keep dreaming, stay fabulous, keep being fearless and fabulous, and dream with your eyes wide open. Bye for now, everyone.